business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Welcome to episode 113 of Not a Real Job, a podcast that is all about science fiction, fantasy, 90s cartoons. I guess it's a brony cast. I guess what I'm saying is that welcome to Not a Real Job, a podcast by and for the brony community. Are bronies still a thing? Are ponies still a thing, I guess, is the bigger question. I can't say I've seen a pony, not within the last year.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a pony. Did they ever exist? I think that's the real question.
So real uniquandry.
No. We're not going to let that.
I think we should.
This is embarrassing already.
Yeah. What are you drinking today, Christopher?
Well, here's the thing. It's 11:27 in the p.m. where
prime
I am.
Drinking time, yeah.
Well, I'm coming off of three beers, so I've switched.
Whoa.
I know. Joel, you know me. You know I'm a lightweight. That's almost the cell phone losing amount of beer.
Oh man, yeah, that's the that's the event horizon in Christopher's drinking.
Now I am home. My cell phone is next to me.
Perfect.
And I'm drinking water as a result.
Well, yeah. Fair enough. I don't think I've had a glass of water in 6 to 8 weeks. I would be surprised
if you had ever had a glass of water.
I used to be a real water boy. I would drink so much water. I've switched all of my fluid intake is now either in the form of whiskey or coffee.
So basically, you went from clear to brown.
Yep. Yeah,
As they say,
that's what my doctor said. That's what I was at risk of. She's like, you used to be a real clear boy, but now it's all brown.
It's brown all the way down. What are you drinking?
Whiskey.
Can you remind the viewers of what time it is in your locale?
It's 1:28 p.m., I think.
Maybe, if we're lucky.
I don't understand the question, and I won't address it.
Now, what is your locale?
It's Halifax. I've been all over the last couple of weeks. Last week, it was
now Virginia. Ask me my locale.
And Orlando. And next week, it's...
no one cares. Ask where I am.
Next week is... I'm actually in New York next week, but it's going to be upstate. Where are you?
I am in Thailand. I'm on the island of Koh Samui. It's a tropical island in the tropics of Thailand.
I'm going to be outside of Albany next week.
That's a thing.
I'm giving a talk in a bar.
When is your talk? Where's your talk?
It's Wednesday. Details. In Saratoga Springs. Is that a place?
It is.
Okay.
You can stay until Saturday. I'll see you, but
I can't.
I imagine you can't.
No, because it's Oh Hallows Eve this weekend, and that's, you know, so we might have trick or treatums come to the door
at the Yellow House.
At the Yellow House.
Now, do you have any Halloween decorations at the Yellow House?
There are two uncarved pumpkins on the front step.
Joel.
Yep.
That's lame.
Yep. What I mean there are a lot of spiders kind of on and around the house, so that could pass as decorative. What do you recommend? Like, what's I've never done this before. What should I put out there?
I think here's the thing. You have to get into the spirit. Halloween is about dressing up. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
You own a yellow house.
That true.
I think you should put some goggles on it. Some big old goggles and a pair of blue overalls and make your house a minion. The kids love the minions.
Wow, this is a lot to take in.
The kids love the minions.
Not just kids. I think it's a global cross demographic.
Minions minions appeal to all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, I mean they're the real Molly of cartoons. Ecstasy? I don't know. What's like a real cross demographic drug these days?
Minion juice.
Okay. Is that like PCP?
Maybe you don't have that in Canada yet.
I don't think no.
It usually takes a couple years for the drugs.
Even think we have minions up here yet. I'm really not sure what you're talking about. Describe these minions to me.
They're yellow.
Okay.
They wreak havoc.
Okay.
That's pretty much all you need to know.
I haven't seen the Minions film. I saw the first Despicable Me. I saw the second Despicable Me, but I was pretty drunk for it, so I don't really remember. Is this on a plane? It could have been.
Probably.
Seems like that. Yeah. That's a place where I'm often
residing time.
And drunk, yeah.
Drunk and watching movies.
Minions. And crying. That's the thing. Sometimes I just want to have a good cry, and an airplane is a good something with the pressure. That's
conducive.
You get more, or it's the thinness of the air or something. You get more emotional on airplanes, so the pressure
pushes out the tears. That's how that works.
Oh, it's like toothpaste.
Yeah, exactly. You are a jar of toothpaste. It's a thing that. Toothpaste comes in
a jar. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you just squeeze it out.
This glass jar.
Yep.
Yep. And then you squeeze it until it just. Yep. And then there's toothpaste everywhere and blood.
That's science.
That's what we know. That's the one thing we know for sure is that toothpaste comes in jars. And now I kind of want to get a jar of toothpaste just. So it causes house guests to ask questions.
Should be our first not a real job tie-in product.
Yeah, you just dunk your toothbrush into this jar of toothpaste.
Can we get the folks at Topotico on this? Like, surely this is within their...
Maybe Lumi? Maybe Lumi's next branded product is... You're not aware of Lumi?
No.
Lumi.com. You can get, like, stamps made, temporary tattoos...
So it sounds a lot like Cafe Press.
Yeah, Yeah, I had a lot of different products on sale there.
You are an e-commerce entrepreneur.
That's how I made my first million, was selling on Cafe Press.
Wonder what happened to them.
Tote bags. They gotta still exist. Let's go over there right now. CafePress.com. T-shirts, posters, stickers. Yep.
All the accoutrement of the modern man.
We can discover new and noteworthy designs. Well, Cafe Press, good for them. Maybe they should sponsor our show.
Yeah.
Big fans, Cafe Press.
We know your website.
We know your website, and it looks like, yeah, they've got international. I'm on the Canadian site now, but it's all over the place. Seems like they're doing okay. You know what? Forget what I said about Lumi.com. Don't even bother going there. Cafe Press is still around.
OG.
So things are going well in your area. How are the symptoms of your relapsed butt disease?
Oh, long gone.
Oh,
long gone. Yeah. Thank goodness.
We were all pretty worried for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I got lots of loving comments, many letters. Thank you. Thank you for the letters, the kind letters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. How are you? How's Joel?
I still got this sinus infection I've had since February. So up and down. But I'm good. I think I'm good. We, and by we, I mean mostly Leah, are assembling our IKEA bed frame today. So if I sound a little distracted, I think it's just because I'm really dreading going back to helping with that.
Knowing Leah, by the time you get back, it will be finished.
Well, yes and no. It's really complicated. So I think that's the problem. If it were like a 1 hour long job, I would definitely stall, make it seem like, oh, I would be right there to help. And then just kind of wait that out until it was done. But this is going to be a multi-hour project. I'm not sure I can run that grift for long enough.
You're a model husband, Joel Kelly.
Yeah, I already had to take quite the break, you know, to get ready for the podcast. So, Yeah, I'm a pretty good person. We did install some Nest products the other day.
Really?
I was worried that I wasn't giving Google enough data points to effectively advertise to me. So I decided to buy their in-home 24/7 monitoring, behavior monitoring and modification product. So we got the smoke detector / carbon monoxide detector, the Nest Protect. And then we've got the thermostat as well. The thermostat became a whole thing. The previous owners of this house had a Nest. That's kind of like why I ended up getting one for here, is because I knew that it would work. But they took their Nest with them when they moved out, which they were not allowed to do. But anyway, and replaced it with some Honeywell bullshit. But they ended up drilling like a bunch of new holes to put in the crappy replacement thermostat. So, and they broke one of the wires. So there was a whole Home Depot trip and some minor rewiring that had to happen, and it became a whole ordeal. But that was not the fault of Nest. The Nest went, the instructions were clear and easy and went together without any issues. It was just the wiring was a challenge. Yeah, I know. That was a boring story about home ownership, but literally nothing else happens in my life. Though we did put an SPCA application in for a dog. Yeah.
Joel, your suburban life.
Yeah, well, not all of us can just, you know, are independently wealthy enough to just travel the world.
Well, yeah. What can I say?
You worked hard
this week.
You worked hard for it, Chris, and you deserve it. And don't let anyone tell you different.
Unless it's you.
Unless it's me. Let me tell you different if ever you need difference telling. But don't let anyone else. I don't know, Chris. We're 13 minutes in here. Is it too late to get a topic? Should we just wrap this up and not waste any more time for these people?
I mean, I don't know.
What?
Joel, I feel like I'm... here's the thing.
Yep.
We're going to clear the air. I feel like I'm the one steering the ship. You know what I'm saying?
Do you mean today or in general?
In general.
Ooh.
I'm the ship steerer.
Yeah. What is my role then in this, Captain?
Well, here's the thing. I want you to do some steering.
Huh.
Do you think you're ready for that?
It doesn't seem likely. It's a big responsibility. Is there a ceremony or something?
Nope.
As you take your leave.
This is trial by fire.
I was just going to go on about some other perhaps ceremonious things we could do to make this more official.
No ceremony. Joel, on the open sea, we don't have time for ceremony.
I feel like we've got nothing but time.
Joel, no, you need to live like you were dying.
I am that. I am pretty sure my organs are failing one at a time. This is how I go out. Sleepy. I'm going to die like I lived. In my sleep.
Hopefully. Oh, wow. That's sad.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I don't have a lot going on these days, Christopher. I'm just, I don't know. I know, like, you're out there. You're living life. You're Rocky Mountain climbing, and I'm just an anchor on your wings.
Just maybe, pulling me back.
Maybe I'm the counterweight to keep you from flying too close to the sun.
Did you just steal that from something? Sounds familiar.
I don't think so. I think that's a new turn of phrase I'm developing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got this app thing, supposedly. I mean, the marketing side of the team isn't doing a whole lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. All right. Is this the show?
I mean, you're steering.
Let's make it. Okay, we got. Let's
for the
make
next this. 20. You know, this is your show. I'm going to let you steer the ship.
Okay, well, let's just go through all the various ways that I failed you and the other people around me. If that's what you want the show to be.
I mean, I think the people would like it.
I feel like that's more or less been the show the whole time. Is the ways in which I've disappointed you and others. Is this about my parents? Is that what you want to get into here?
All I'm going to say, I'm just going to say this once, and I want you to reflect on this, okay? This is a safe space.
Doesn't feel safe. Feels hostile.
Well, sometimes safety requires hostility. Yeah.
That really makes me think.
I want you to think about that.
I'm going to think about that for a while. Yeah.
Huh. I'm here to... I'm a facilitator. You understand? I'm not trying to put ideas into your brain. I'm just talking, to facilitate.
You're talking about Inception. No one's ever tried that before.
Well, hard to say.
Have you ever seen Inception?
Once. I don't really remember. I remember there was some spinning that made me dizzy.
Oh, yeah. You're a real dizzy boy. Yeah, I saw
that's
it.
That's what they
times.
Call me.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it the first couple times.
And then it just lost
it
something.
It doesn't bear scrutiny.
I think after the first couple times.
Well, the first couple times, you can watch that movie three times before you actually start to think about it. Because it's just entertaining on the surface. Mm-hmm. Great cast, great performances. And you know what? I think a lot of that's due to the sound mixing. Because they do that.
Sorry, what? One more. I don't remember that.
You don't remember Inception?
I don't remember the wah. Anyway. I mean, that's all I got. How are we doing? We're at like 18 minutes, 17 minutes.
I think we're done.
It does seem that
way.
Let's
see if
I can get... Oh boy, let's
hold on. I'm working on something. I'm Googling something.
I'm sure you are.
Maybe this is it.
Yeah.
It wasn't as loud as I kind of hoped it would be.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this will do it. Let me try this.
Here we go. You know, every time we play that, it's another $500,000 to
only if someone rats us out.
Establishment.
Everyone be cool.
Guys.
Is this the show? Is this what
this is the
for?
Show? I don't know why people listen.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about? I feel like we didn't really cover, what you were hoping for here today. I think we did a great job. I think this is one of our best, but
well, Joel, if you think this is no. I said it before. I'll say it again. Yeah. Today,
it's my
you're
show.
Steering the ship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you think it's good, then it's good. Do you think it's good?
I think it's good.
Great. This has been Not a Real Job. The next part of the show, we talk about things we bought on Amazon, and there are things that you should buy too. And if you buy Viva Links on our website, then we're going to get a small percentage of money. What did you put in this week, Joel?
Well, like I said, I bought the Nest stuff. So I'm going to put one in this week, maybe one in the next week, give people some suspense. So I'm going to put in the Nest Learning Thermostat third generation.
Suspense. I wonder what you're going to put in next week.
So I'm just putting this in the show notes now. Sorry, now, do you have something to talk about? Or are you just going to be shitty?
I mean, I think that ship done sailed, my friend.
All right. What are you putting? What?
I've been reading lately. Books.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I know. Crazy. I'm going to put in Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, a completely ridiculous mystery book that I think everyone should read because it'll take you like 2 hours. At least it took me that long.
what if it's like a 1 hour read for most people and you just revealed that you're a slow reader?
Well, it's a mystery novel.
Slow eyes, Chris.
Sure. This has been Not a Real Job. We do this every week. Lord knows why. But if you want to keep listening, you can always go over to notrealjob.com, which has all the links to subscribe and rate and review and everything like that. Notarealjob.com/iTunes, of course, to get us on iTunes. We're on Twitter at Nargecast, at Chris Van Patten, at Joel Kelly. If you've got questions, you know, we'd love your questions. Notarealjob.com/questions. Or you just, you know, say hi if you feel like it. We'll answer that.
Probably. AskFirsthand.com. Go sign up. Start becoming a real travel boy or girl.
Tell all your friends or something.
What?
Okay, well, I'm going to let you take us out, Joel. This is your ship.
Okay. Give me a second. Hold on. Okay, and bye, everybody. This has been notarealjob.com/podcast. Have a good one.
I quit.